Hey folks, welcome to Dabbling in the Gay. This is Nick and Jess coming at you from the basement. We're going to get into Pride Month, and we're going to explain a little bit about our name. I'm sure people are kind of curious about that and everything. So yeah, we're going to explain a little bit about that, and we're going to get into our topic about Pride Month. And so I'm going to let Jess take over and let her do her thing, and we're gonna go ahead and just jump right into it.
So as you know, our name is Dabbling in the Gay, which can be confusing because Nick is not gay and I am. So Dabbling in the Gay stems from me obviously being homosexual, but also because Nick himself is one of the happiest go lucky people I've ever met in my life. So in a sense, he's gay too, just not homosexually.
Yeah.
So that's where that name comes from. For anybody that thought we were both gay, yeah. We ain't. Nick's with a woman. I'm with a woman.
Yeah.
That's where that name comes from. He's a ray of light of happiness and one of the best people you can meet. So.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Same here to you.
Oh, thanks. But that's where the name comes from. He is not a homo. Which, nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all.
My straight brother.
For sure.
But, so that's where that comes from. So, now that we got that cleared up and out of the way, we are going to jump into Pride Month. So, people need to know the history, in my opinion, of Pride Month. Because we have so many people that are like, why do gay people get Pride Month? Why don't we have this? Why don't we have that? Okay, every month's a straight month. Most straight people don't have to go through adversity like gay people do.
Totally agree.
You know, like, we have fought for our rights to have this, in my personal opinion. And it's not like, me, personally. I don't walk through life just screaming, hey, I'm gay, you know. But this month, I do. Yeah. I let my rainbow flag fly. And that's because most people don't realize that this year is the 50th anniversary of the first Pride Parade.
Oh, cool. I did not. Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is 50 years since the first Pride Parade. Woo, it's hard to say fast. In New York City. And it stemmed because the summer before is when the Stonewall Riots happened. Which, if you don't know about the Stonewall Riots, you need to go look it up. It's insane. For back in the 60s, you know, gay people have always had a hard time, especially back in the day. It is way more easier nowadays, and I am so thankful that I don't have to live in fear as much as they did.
No doubt.
But they were having police brutality, just coming in, beating them. I mean, you couldn't even go be who you wanted to be. I just can't imagine.
Every hate group was targeting homosexuals.
Yeah, and I mean, the only safe place for them to go was ran by mafia.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy.
Isn't that insane? So the reason for the first Pride Parade, which a lot of people don't know, was to bring together the people that went through the Christopher Street uprisings of the summer of 69, the year before. To bring them together and demonstrate against centuries of abuse, from government hostility to employment to housing discrimination and the mafia control of the gay bars and the anti-homosexual laws. And I mean, gay marriage wasn't even legalized in Alabama until 2015. You know, so this was somewhat of a tipping point for our love to be free love, to not be worried about, am I going to get my butt beat for loving somebody?
Yeah.
So that was the tipping point. And we've had so many amazing organizations and people that have fought for our rights. And I almost feel like I need to step up more. I try and be open, you know, and honest. And, you know, I stand up for my rights and all that. So that's where that stemmed from. That was the gay pride. That's where it all really started from. And so June 28th, which is tomorrow, will be 50 years. And that's just so amazing to me. 50 years.
That is amazing.
I mean, 50 years of people fighting, and it's been black gays, transgender, and it's everybody as a community trying to make life easier for something that shouldn't have even been hard for us.
Exactly. You're right. You know? Bingo.
Yeah. I mean, we just want love. We just want to give love. We are no different than straights.
No.
And everyone knows that.
Mm-hmm.
Closed-minded people don't, but that's fine. Yeah. So, to me, pride, I try to not be a prideful person. You know, do I get my hair cut and feel good? Yes. But I don't walk around like, oh, I'm better. Oh, because I'm gay this, because I'm gay that. Nothing like that. Pride to me is where I can just breathe. Just breathe. You know, like, hey, we fought our asses off for this. Let us have it. Just let us have it. So, you know, it comes and goes because LGBTQ plus go through a lot. I mean, everybody goes through a lot. With depression, with gender dysphoria, with fear of even walking down the streets. I mean, Matthew Shepard, you know, all he did was get pretty much robbed, beat to death, put on a fence post. And that's been 20 years ago, 22 years ago, I do believe. So, you know, if you know someone that's gay, give them an extra hug. Give them an extra hug. And if you know someone that's gay and you've been rude to them and for some reason you feel bad about it, talk to them. Let them know their love, because 90% of the people that coming out of the closet's the hardest thing you can do as a gay person.
I couldn't imagine.
No, I grew up in small town, backwoods. It was terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. I'm lucky. I came out young. There's people that are been married for years and then, you know, finally like, I can't do it. That's not how I was born, you know? So, just this month, open your minds. That's all I'm asking. Just open your minds. So, from there, I'm going to explain the LGBTQIA, because everyone asked me. Okay, so the L is lesbian, which is what I am. I'm a woman that loves women. I've always been sexually attracted to women, physically attracted to women, however you want to say it. I have dated men in the past, but that was pretty much to cover up my homosexuality out of fear, because I lived in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the lesbian part comes from. And I mean, what's crazy is we don't have as much stigma on us as gay men. And it's 10 times harder, in my opinion, to be a gay man. It's hard to be a lesbian too, but it's hard to be a gay man. So much, much love to the gay men out there that fight every day, the lesbians that fight out there, fight every day. So the G is obviously gay, and gay is a man that is physically and sexually attracted to men. You know, like I just said, they go through so much stuff, like especially in the South. You know, you're expected to be a dip-spitting, you know, cowboy of a such, but, like, that's not how it is. No. I mean, it's just not. Not for everybody. No. Some people it is, some people it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, so the T is transgender, and that has been a big thing for people lately.
Mm-hmm.
So transgender is having a gender identity which is different than the one assigned at birth. The best way I've ever heard this explained, and I use it when people ask me, is what's between your legs that doesn't match what's between your ears.
Oh, wow, that's pretty profound.
I heard that when I was like 18 years old, and it stuck.
Yeah.
You know? And I can't imagine what it would be like to be born into a body that you don't feel is yours.
Yeah,
you know?
That's traumatic.
It's traumatic for them. And like, do I understand it completely? No, because I'm not, and I would never say I understand it completely. But I do believe you need to do what makes you happy in that aspect. If you were born a male and you want to be a woman, by all means do it. If it keeps you from suicide, And another thing with that is transgender people are targeted. They walk around with a target on their back every day, you know? Mm-hmm. So much love to them. You live your truth, you breathe the truth, and just stay positive and try not to go to the dark side of everything. So the Q is queer, and that just is a person of any non-homosexual, any non-heterosexual sexuality or sexual identity. So that's pretty much me and transgenders, just queer.
Yeah.
Or that's what I take from it. If I'm wrong, let me know. Yeah. But that's how I feel it is.
Kind of open for interpretation.
It's open for interpretation. Like, because transgender people can identify as queer. Lesbians can identify as queer.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell you all the time, I'm a queer lesbian. Yeah. You know? And then their I is intersex, and it's the state of having the physical features of both sexes.
I didn't know that.
I mean, I'm not saying that I'm not down for the community, but I honestly, until I researched it, I didn't know much about it.
Yeah.
You know, and do your research on it. Do your research on it before you just start assuming one thing or the other.
Totally.
And then the A is asexual, which, I mean, 90% of the people I think will listen to this knows what asexual is, but I'm going to read it anyways. And asexual is not experienced sexual attraction, which is lack of desire in sex, man or woman,
yeah,
or anything. You just, you don't worry about it. That's not in your vocabulary. You're just a person.
Mm-hmm.
You have no sexual desire, which is more power to you, because this world is full of devious things like that. So that's the breakdown of the LGBTQIA, which people just throw the plus on there after the Q nowadays and be in with it. But I wanted to explain it all out. Because y'all have asked me at work, people have asked me out in public, and I'm like, I try and break it down for them, but, you know, now I have a platform to break it down.
No doubt.
So, there's that part of our podcast today. So, we are going to talk a little bit about pride, in a sense, because everybody has somewhat of pride. I don't really live out pride being a big thing in my life, like I said before. But, like, when people look at gay people, I've noticed that when you come out, they no longer see you as a person. They see you as a lesbian or gay or transgender. They don't see you as Jess that likes sports, that likes, you know, I don't know, hitting golf balls or throwing football or, you know, my actual activities and what makes me a person. They just see, oh, she's gay, and they cut me off like that. When that's a part of who I am, but that is a part of who I am. That is not necessarily who I am altogether. So that is one of the biggest stigmas, I think, for gay people, because they see you and they're like, oh, well, gay people, that's all you see. You know, they put you in a stereotype.
Yeah.
And, I mean, granted, do I dress more manly? Yeah, it's comfortable shit. I don't want to wear tight stuff all the time, especially at work. Damn, could you imagine?
Oh, no doubt.
But with all that going on, people don't look at it as, you know, I'm hurting people's feelings. And, I mean, me too. I don't think about people's feelings 90% of the time sometimes, especially when I crack off a joke, and then I go back and I apologize.
Yeah.
So, you just, if you want to learn about it, learn about it. And don't be ignorant to a specific situation. You know, just like us. You know, if you'd have been closed-minded, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Oh, no doubt about it.
You know? Yeah. And, I mean, I've run into a lot of closed-minded people. I've went through a lot of adversity just myself. So I can't imagine what everybody else in the world has went through.
Yeah.
So, just understand that, like, the LGBTQ has a high suicide rate. I mean, there's a high suicide rate anyways, but bullying, I mean, just name calling. I can't tell you how many times I've been screamed at the F word, or, you know, just being rude, or you want to be put in a man's shoes, I'll put you in a man's shoes. Just dumb shit.
Hateful stuff.
Hateful stuff. And I'm not hateful. Why are you hateful?
Yeah.
You know? And people always wonder, why is this and why is that and why are they acting like this? Because we've been put in a barrel. Mm-hmm. And you won't open the lid. You won't open your mind. So I'm going to read off some suicide rates because I feel like that's a big thing. I mean, the LGBTQ community, I wouldn't say we get stuck in like a rut, but most of the time, like, I'm lucky. People love me regardless if I was gay. I've had people leave and I've had people stay. There's some people that don't have anybody. So they turn to drugs, alcohol, suicide. I mean, just the whole nine yards. So suicide is the second leading cause of death among young people ages 10 to 24. That's not gay. That's not straight. That's just a fact. That's everybody. LGBT youth seriously contemplate suicide at least 3 times the rate of a heterosexual youth. Mm. And don't get me wrong, everybody I'm sure has a suicidal thought. I mean, you can't, unless you're just so lucky and you don't worry about that stuff. I'm kudos. Yeah. LGBT youth are almost 5 times as likely to have attempted suicide compared to a heterosexual youth. Crazy.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's crazy. I mean, 90%, I would say, don't have anywhere to go. So, you know, instead of trying to fight through it, end it. That's what I think. And don't ever feel that way. There's always going to be somebody there, regardless if it's someone in your friend group or if you have to reach out to a complete stranger. You know, just life gets better. It gets better. I promise. You make it what you want it to be. Okay. So, of all the suicide attempts made by youth, LGBT youth suicide attempts were almost 5 times as likely to require medical treatment than those of heterosexual youth. And these are a lot of youth. Please don't get me wrong. I know I'm talking about youth. It's throughout the community. I mean, I had a gay friend kill himself when I was moved away, you know, and he was in his 30s. It's not just something that youth deal with. It's everybody. So please don't take this as I'm only talking about the youth. We see you all. We see you all. Suicide attempts by LGBT youth and questioning youth are 4 to 6 times more likely to result in injury, poisoning, or overdose that requires treatment from a doctor or nurse, compared to their straight peers. Which, that, again, that's so sad that they feel like that's where they have to turn to. And honestly, sometimes you just get so deep in your head, who's going to love me? No, if my parents can't love me, who's going to love me? If my grandparents can't love me, if my church can't love me, you know, it's just crazy. And then in a national study, 40% of transgender adults reported to have made a suicide attempt. 92% of these individuals reported having attempted suicide before the age of 25.
I mean, and unimaginable.
People talk about this all day, but until you look at facts, actual facts, you don't see it.
Yeah.
You know, and people just run away from the fact that people are sad. We need love too. You know, straight need love. We need love. I mean, everyone in this world needs love. And then, so, LGBT youth who come from highly rejecting families are 8 times as likely to have attempted suicide as the LGBTQIA peers who reported no or low levels of family rejection. So, I'm lucky. My grandmother loves me. She's 78 years old. Right hand to Jesus Christ himself, I swear. And she still made it a point to love me. So it's hard for me to fathom that other people can't, even though I have had rejection. If you are going through something like that, reach out. Someone's going to love you. If you need a family, I'll be your family. Nick will be your family.
For sure.
You know, like, don't let your sadness overbear you. Look at the light beneath the clouds.
You cry for help until someone hears you.
Yes.
And someone will be there. Just never give up.
And this is actually a straight and gay fact. It is 1 out of 6 students nationwide, grades 9 through 12, seriously consider suicide in the past year. our suicide rates have gone up. And we live in crazy times. Oh, I mean, let's just be honest. But every decade has crazy times. But this one is just over, it's over media everywhere.
It's a mind bender.
It is. I mean, there's just, I mean, you talk about it all the time. It's just crazy. All right. Each episode of LGBT plus victimization, such as physical or verbal harassment or abuse, increases the likelihood of self-harming behavior by 2.5 times the average. I'm lucky. I let it roll off my back. When I was younger, I didn't. No. I sat there and I hated it and I hated it and I hated myself. How could I be this way? Why can't I be straight? Why can't I live my life the way that I'm supposed to? I've learned, roll off your back. It gets better. If they don't like it, fuck them. Excuse my French.
Oh, exactly.
All right. And all these facts came from the Trevor Project.
I'm not aware of the Trevor Project.
Trevor Project is a... I'm not going to explain it because I want you to do your own research and get your own mind philosophy for it, because it's crazy. It took a transgender youth dying to have this lot.
Oh my.
Yes. And it's just crazy. So I'm going to read off, if you are suicidal, straight, gay, it does not matter. I'm going to read off some phone numbers you can call, because if you feel like you're alone, there's always someone willing to talk to. Always. And the first one is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. And they actually have an online chat available now, which is amazing, because they didn't have that before.
Yeah.
You know, we are lucky we actually had this stuff. People back in the day didn't.
No.
And that phone number is 1-800-273-8255. And then the second one I'm going to read off is a Trans Lifeline, which is, you know, it's more geared toward transgender because they have a higher suicide rate.
Yeah.
Because of the gender dysphoria and, you know, just the target on their back. And it is 1-877-565-8860. And then the Trevor Project actually has a suicide line.
Okay.
And it's more geared to the youth, because like I said, he was a youth.
Yeah.
And it is 1-866-488-7386. And then there's actually a crisis text line, which, again, lucky to have. Because a lot of people don't talk on the phone, yeah. You know? And it you text START to 741-741.
Yeah.
So if you ever get down and you feel like no one's there, there's always somebody there to talk to. Always. So with all that being said, suicide awareness isn't just a LGBTI, you know, it's not a LGBT thing. It's an everybody thing. And I don't want anybody to feel like I'm just saying, no, you know, this is only us. This is for everybody going through it. You know, and I just wanted to get that out there for everyone listening. If you are in a rut, or if you are down on luck, or if you're on any bad part of life, just know it's going to be okay. Hopefully, there's always going to be someone there to talk to. So take that with stride. Be more passionate towards people and be understanding. Like me and you were saying, just love. That is, we have one life. Why be negative?
Mm-hmm.
Why be hateful? Why condemn your neighbor when you're probably not doing anything better or worse?
Exactly.
So, that's all my spiel about that right now. We're going to talk a little bit about our week, what we've been going through. You know, funny stuff, maybe. We had inventory this week. Not fun.
No.
Wasn't fun. Hard work week. You know, we handled it like a boss. Anything good happen to you this week?
Well, I just, you know, I don't know. I feel that there's this, it felt like there's a movement kind of happening kind of in a spiritual way. I feel like people, I don't know, maybe this is just my own personal thing, but I feel like it's happening or with other people too, but I feel like people are waking up spiritually and understanding. I think people are growing and evolving more, and I feel like I'm headed that way. I don't know. I feel like I'm, I don't know how to explain it. I just feel like I'm growing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I know.
That's all you can do as a human.
Yeah, and I
evolve, grow, yeah. Learn.
And I don't feel like I'm in the cycle of how am I going to make it, and how am I going to how am I going to benefit in this world? I'm just kind of taking myself out and kind of figuring out how can I contribute to make things better.
Mm-hmm.
And how can I be a better person? And it's just, it's all clicking kind of. Mm-hmm. And, that's the thing that's just going on in my life right now. I don't know how to explain it in detail, but there's
positivity.
But yeah, there's a positive surge that's going, and I'm riding with it.
Heck
and
yeah.
And I'm learning and growing. That's pretty much what's going on in my life right now that I'm really proud of.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, our friendship has been through a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're my brother.
You're my sister.
Yeah. And you don't look at me any other way, and I don't look at you any other way. We respect each other.
Definitely.
And you have been such a positive light in my life. It's beautiful, to hear that you're being more positive and riding the positivity wave, which, I mean, like we explained before, you've been the positive. That's the whole point of our name.
Yeah.
So it's amazing. You know, if we as two completely different individuals can find positivity even in the negative, you know, that's good. That's how you should live life, in a sense. And I'm not telling people how to live their life by any means.
Well, no doubt.
But, you know, it's just a roller coaster right now.
Yeah, there's so much going on around the world, and on top of what already goes on in your life anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And our message really is about compassion and empathy. We as people have more commonalities than we do differences.
Mm-hmm.
And we should respect everybody's differences, because you want them to respect yours. And when we find commonality, we find harmony. It's and I'm a big believer in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all. That means homosexual, that means heterosexual, that means white, black, Hispanic, Asian, any alien. I don't if you're from Mars, it doesn't matter. This world right now is in the shape it's in because of the divisiveness. So the antidote for that is to become together, you know, to heal.
Spread love.
Yeah.
Why spread hate?
Yeah.
There ain't no sense in it. Why be so pissed off you're willing to hurt somebody else?
It's not worth it. And empathy is the greatest tool for understanding. See, that our topic, you know, I definitely am not the most knowledgeable about the gay community, or it's not really my place to, you know, act like I know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to make this point, the empathetic point. Imagine this going off of our topic of mm-hmm. Pride Month. Imagine you, say if you're heterosexual, imagine if you lived in a world where the majority were homosexual, and that was the norm, and you as a heterosexual person, you know, you were condemned because you wanted to be with a woman or a man or whatever, and you were called names and slandered and
beat to death,
and you weren't accepted. You gotta put yourself in their shoes. So yeah, you just kind of flip the table and just you think about that. Mindfulness, thoughtfulness, respect. These things have to come back in order for this world to become a better place again. I'm a master rambler, so I'm not going to get on a rambling, but I just wanted to put my two cents into it, and that's really all I got on that, you know.
So we're going to end this on everyone take a minute, think about it before you say it. Take a deep breath. If you know someone struggling, I'm not a hugger. I'm really not. I'm not a touchy-feely person. You know for a fact that's not how I am.
Yeah.
But step up and be there for somebody if you know they're struggling. You know, it's hard. If you're struggling too, it's hard to be there for other people. But reach out in a sense like, hell, I'll even say it, go hug somebody. And I don't hug anybody, but go hug somebody. Love somebody. Be there for somebody. Put yourself last one day. Just one day.
No doubt.
You know? And the world could be such a better place and a more understanding place instead of all this negativity. And just love. Yeah. I mean, that's what we're here. We're trying to uplift people. And yes, suicide is a dark topic, but I'm telling people this out of love.
Yeah.
Out of empathy. Like, one day it'll be okay. But that's all we have for you today. I hope you made it through it. If you know anybody going through something, like I've said 9 million times, reach out to them. Love them. Gay, straight, black, you know, Asian, white. It doesn't matter. Mexican, love people with compassion. That's what we lack, is compassion in this world.
That's right.
And that's coming from every side. But we hope y'all have a good rest of your week that's about to start coming Monday. It's going to be fine. We hope you enjoyed this. It's been weird being the one to talk more this time, but it feels good to get a positive message out there. So
no doubt. No doubt about it. And I just had an idea. You know, if you don't care, before we end the podcast, we love coming up with our topics and stuff. But, you know, this is just a spur thing. I feel like for anybody that listens to us, we totally appreciate you guys. And I feel like it'd be a good idea if people want to send us, like, ideas of things they would like to hear us talk about.
Oh, for sure. And you can do that. We have a Facebook page. It's called Dabbling in the Gay.
Yeah.
You can go on there, like us. We also have an Instagram. I don't post much on it because it's pictures and we don't really take pictures. But I have it for, you know, shits and giggles. You can also go on there. Those go directly to us. So if there's anything you feel like needs to be said, we will research it and we will talk about it to the best of our ability. You know, we're here for positive light spreading, in a sense.
Totally.
You know, so
it's what the world needs.
You know, it is. So, you know, just like our Facebook page, like our Instagram or subscribe, which I don't really know how Instagram works. I'm horrible at it.
Well, you're the mastermind.
Yeah. Ooh, isn't that terrifying? But, you know, if there's anything you want to hear, just tell us. And if there's any information, like what we've talked about, let us know. You know, we're not always right. This is our personal opinions.
Oh, totally.
So, just let us know if you like what we're doing, if there's something we should, I mean, not necessarily change, because this is our podcast.
Yeah, this is totally our,
But we
just want good feedback.
Yeah, we need feedback, you know, which is not a bad thing, you know. I like to know if people enjoy actually listening to us what we have to say.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So, yeah, definitely shoot us a message. Go like our Facebook page. I know our posting has been, you know, hit or miss. Life is crazy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're still in the beginning of this, but we're going to get on track and we're going to get everything going.
Oh, yeah.
Just hang in there with us, and hopefully you like what we do from now on. And like we said, just whatever input you have, we'd love to hear it, right?
Yeah, totally. We'd love to.
Yeah. But we hope you've enjoyed this, and we hope that you have a good week coming up, and happy Pride Month. Start of this, and like I said, just spread love this week, this month, this year, this life. You know, that's what we need.
Love you guys.
Yes, we do. Thank you for listening, and we'll hit you with another one here shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, y'all.